bottom of Pei Gimel of Beis. Omar Rava. Lechananya Tiltul Ayidei Shvorim Shmei Tiltul. Hananya is one of all the Sfinas Hayardin is Tomei. Right, the reason that, what's it called, that a Svina is tar, because it's not movable when it's full, but a Svina Sayardin is movable, but it's only movable by Shvarim, by oxen. And therefore, even Tiltul that can be done by oxen is called Tiltul, that's called movable. Rashi, Lechananya, the Omer Svina Metaltelis Malaya Tmeya, Afilu Eina Metaltelis Adyadei Shvarim. Even if it's only movable by being pulled by oxen, that's also called metalta, that it's movable, and it's makabel tuma. Tisnan, shalosh agolosein, there are three kinds of wagons. Asuya ki katedra tmeya medris. If it's made like a seat, with the three sides and there's some place to sit on it, and it's made for transporting people, so then it's metame medris, made for sitting on it. Kemita tmeya tamei meis. If it's made like a bed, a flat bed, so it's not made for sitting on, it's made for transporting different kinds of merchandise, so then it's not tamei medris, but it's metame tumas meis, meaning all other tumas, or sherets, or whatever. Meis is just an example. Shalavonim, if it doesn't even have a flat bed, but it has wide spaces on the back, it's made for carrying stones, then it's tahora miklum. Then it's not makabel tuma, because any kli that has openings that are bigger than the size of a rimon are not makabel tuma. And here, from here you see that halacha, that something that has holes bigger than a rimon is not makabel tuma, is halacha lo shem sinai. It's not because it's not fit for what you usually use it for. Because then if you put bigger things than a rimon, then it is fit. It's not just like over here. Even though it has gigantic holes on the bed of the wagon, but it's able to carry stones. But the halacha is that anything that has holes bigger than a rimon is not called a kli. That's not called a kli. Rashi. Tikatedra ktsara umukefes mishloshet stadim. It's narrow and surrounded on three sides. It's a coach, regular coach. Tmeya medris shali yeshiva miyuchedesi. It's made for sitting. Kemita shiaruka mitachteo mekabeles kemita shal or she'en bo shum neket. But it's a flat bed, just like a bed that has a mattress on it or a box spring on it. Theirs used to be made out of leather and doesn't have any holes in it. And it's made for transporting merchandise, tmeya tumas meis, kolomer mekabel shar tumos. It's mekabel other kinds of tumos, kulan, all of them. Chutz mi tumas medris. The only one that's not mekabel is medris. Medris has to be something that's miyuchad for sitting or walking on. The kli hu lekabel tuma uli yeshiva inam yuchedes. It's a kli to makabel tuma, but in order to makabel tuma's medrash, it has to be miyuchad li yeshiva. Shetoanin bo pragmatia. What do you do with this wagon? You use it to transport merchandise. Omer lo amod v'nas melachtenu. And therefore, people say, get up, if you're sitting on it, get up so we can use it for its regular work. The reason it mentioned Tamei Meis and didn't say just it's Tam Ruy Lekabel Tuma, because Tamei Meis is Avatuma. The Achikomer, Avatuma hu al yidei Meis v'lo yidei Zav. It only becomes an Avatuma through a Meis. It won't become an Avatuma through a Zav because it's not Mekabel Tuma's Medris. If a Zav touches, it becomes a Rishon Matuma. It's a Tolda, not an Av. But Moshev and Mishkov may create an Avatuma. A mace also makes the next thing an av, because that's the avos. So it becomes an avatuma through a mace. It will not become an avatuma through a zav. It will only become a rishon atuma. The vishel avanim, hasuya laholich bo avanim, it's made to carry stones, tahor niklum. Enemi kabelis shum tuma. Lefisha prutso mitachteha, nekovim gedolim, since it's opened up, as big, wide spaces, the lo klihu, it's not a kli. The cholakelim shurim krimonim. In order to be considered a kli, it has to have holes that are less than the size of a rimon, or no holes at all. The Omer of Yochanan, back in the Gemara, the im yesh ba beskivul rimonim tmeya tamei meis. If this wagon has a beskivul that has holes smaller than a rimon, then it's tamei tumas meis. Shalosh tevosein, similarly, There are three kinds of chest. Teva shepischa mitzida, if the chest opens to the side, not on top, tamei medrash, right? Then it's tamei medrash, because you can sit on the top and still use the chest by using it on the side. Opens up like a refrigerator. Milmala, if the opening of the chest is to the top, then you can't sit on it. People tell you, get off of here so we can use the chest for its purpose of opening it up and using it on the inside. So therefore it's tamei only tumas meis. Not tamei medrash, but other tumas yetz makabel. The havoa b'mida tahorim miklum. If it's so big that it's 40 saw and it's not metaltal, moli v'reikon, then it's tahor completely. Okay? Second Rashi. V'om Rabbi Yochanan, alma afal gav d'shel eitz, iskish l'sak, d'bo'inon metaltal moli v'reikon. Rabbi Yochanan, this is where we're bringing the proof that even something that's movable by oxen, even if you can't move it by yourself, it's movable by oxen, is called something that's movable, and therefore it's makabel tumah, even though kli eitz are his hukash l'sak, d'bo'inon metaltal moli v'reikon, and that's where the klal is, that it has to be able to be moved, full and empty. The zu einam tells us how they shvarim. Lamaisa, this wagon can only be moved by shvarim. It's a gigantic wagon made for stones, right? And still, he, Rabbi Yochanan said that if it has a base kibble that has holes smaller than a rimon, that it's makabel tumah. So you see that even something that's movable only by oxen is also makabel tumah. The zu einam tells us the shvarim kamer tmei atomi meis. Teva shepichsa mitzida tmeya medris lefisha mishamesha shriva in malachta. You can lie down on the top of this chest and still use it for its normal purpose. Shemishtamshim baderek pischa, because it's used in the way that it's opened. The ain tzarek lomer l'shochev oleh ha'amod v'nasim lachtenu. If a guy's lying on top, you don't have to tell him to get up. You can still use the chest by opening the door on the front. Mimala pischa ka'osin shalano, if the chest opens on the top. Tmei tamei meis, kolomer nasa av hatuma al yidei meis, kishar kol hakelim haruin lekabel tuma. Right, it's makabel any tuma, but it's makabel tamei meis to become an av hatuma. Shim hail ohel hameis alehen nasa av hatuma. If they are in the same ohel as a meis, then they become an av hatuma. Ulinin shar tumos havi rishon latuma. For other tumas, they become a rishon. Tichol hakelim. Velo shaminam masnisen el deklihu latuma umedris lohavya. The Einam Yuched is the Shriva, the Tzorech Lomer Lo Amod. Now it's Makabal other Tumas, but it's not Makabal Tumas Medris, because for Tumas Medris, that's to be Miyuchad for either lying or sitting on or walking on. Yesh Makshim Hevel Al Mishnazu. Some people ask a worthless question on this Mishnah. Hodam Rabbi Yochanan Perigba Me'isha. Af Omer B'Tumas Meis Amod V'Nasim Lachtenu. Right, that which seems from what we learned before, that even by tumas meis, it has to be miyuchad to be used for the thing that it's used for, and not stamakli. Right? Just like by medras, it has to be miyuchad l'shchiva or amida. By tumas meis, it also has to be miyuchad for that purpose, and not that to use it for something else. The hevel hubathiyah. That's not what it means over there. Dechi itmar ahilin in kli shenishbar v'odenu roi l'malacha. There's somewhat a special case of a kli that was broken, and it was still usable. It's broken, but it's usable. V'lo me'ein malacha rishona, right? But it's not usable for something similar to its original use. It's usable for something else. Yet a kli that was, its normal use was to fill it up with water, and now it's broken, you can't put any water into it. But you can use it to stoke a fire. So it still has a use, but not anything similar to its original use. The kam Rabbi Yochanan detar mi tumasa rishona. Rabbi Yochanan holds that once it got broken, it became tar from the original tuma. Right, va'omer bo amod v'nasim lachteinu harishona, because in order for it to still retain its original tumah, we'd have to be able to say, let's use it for its original usage. But it has nothing to do with the case over here that has to be miyuchad for a special use. V'aryu eino roi, it's not fit for that original work, the original use, therefore the original kli is gone. So panim chadoshes, now it's a new kli that can be used for something else. So it loses its original tumah, even though now it's roi to makabel tumah from anew. Avalomer shetem yuchedes lemeis, velomer lemalach acheres, that tumas, in order to makabel tumas meis, it has to be miyuchad for the meis. and not for any other thing, just like medrash has to be miyuchad for sitting or lying and not for something else, lo tezos b'Yisrael, there's no such thing. V'okshiv, kol asher bo'ol yitoma, v'chol kli pasuach, this is all kelim, right? V'chol tomei meisha b'talmud ha-niskeretz ol medrash, hu adin l'tomei sheretz, ol tumas mevela, v'lo huskar meis, ala mishum dal yedei meis, nasa ava tumur, same thing Rashi said before. Kemo al yedei medrash. V'lo bol lamdeinu, ala lomar shu kli metabal, kol tuma chutz mitumas medrash, im yoshev olav zav, eno nasa ava tumur. The zav sits on it. If he comes in direct contact with it, it only becomes a tolda, not an av. It doesn't not makabel tumas mishkov or moshov, unless it's miyuchad for yeshiva. Habo memida teva gedola sheina metaltelas v'yesh lo chalom milmal l'shtamish besocha. You have a big chest that's not made to move at all, and it has an opening in the top where you use it to put things in. Torah miklum lemedris lo chazya, right? Hor the chalom milmal. It's not fit to sit or lie on because the opening is on the top. Eina mishamesh shchiva in malachta ulashar tumas lochazya deina metaltelas mleya, right? And it's not makabel tuma for other tumas because it's not movable, but for medris it doesn't have to be movable. Tumas medris is even if it's not movable. The only thing that's hukash, what's it called, is kli eitz for a sock, and that's for other tumas, not for tumas medris. The lowest porish maloshin bo b'mida. What shat bo b'mida? The linear Hashem anshe midos. Midos means something large. Kalomar shetzricha lomud arka v'rachvat. Something you have to measure. Right? You can't just approximate what it is. It's not small. It's a big thing that needs to be measured. So something big is called bo b'mido. Okay. Let's go on. Tana rabbanan. Medris klicheres tohar. By what's it called? Klicheres is not mekabel tumba b'medris. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af asnina. Right? Rabbi Yossi says, even asnina. My kamar. What does he mean? Omer avzdid, hochi kamar. Medris klicheres tohar, umagol tome. Klicheres, that's miyuchad for sitting or standing on, is tohar. But if you touch it, tumas maga, it's tome. Usnina shal cheres, tmeya, kechananya. But asnina of cheres is what's it called, makabel tuma, like Hananya. Since it's movable, it's makabel tuma, not tumas medris, it's makabel other tumas. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af asvina tahora, kitana didan. And Rabbi Yossi holds, no, even a svina is tahar, like our Tana, who learns it from Belev Yam, that just like a yam is tar, so a svina is also tar from all tumas. See Rashi. Medris kli cheres tahar, shim yashav alov hazav, velo noga ba'aviro tahar. If a zav sat on a klicheres, on the outside, and he didn't touch the inside, so it's not metame, mishum medris. L'kama yolet m'lekro. They don't even learn from a pasuk that klicheres is not mekabel tumas medris from the outside. Maiko amar, ma inyan svina etzel medris, svina tahora af mitumas maga, l'le medris lochazia. Right? Svina, we said, is talking about a svina that's not made for people. It's made for merchandise. Right, or people don't sit on the deck, they sit on chairs or whatever. Whatever the reason we said yesterday, that a sfina is not miyuchad lemedris. So a sfina is makabel, what's it called, is not tummy anything. It's not makabel any tuma, not just tumas medris. So what does that have to do with medris klicheres? Umagol tummy, im noga hazov betocho. If the zov touched the inside of the klicheres, it's makabel tuma. But if he sat on the outside, it's not makabel tumas medris. Ustina shall cheres tmeya b'magoa, and a stina is makabel tuma if you touch it. Also not the medris for the reasons we said. Kichananya the law yolif time amisak the cheres lo iskish losak. No, you get it yet? No. Right. What's it called? Medris kli cheres tor mago tome ustina shall cheres tmeya kichananya, and a stina of cheres is Mekabel Tuma also b'maga, like Hananya, and Rabbi Yossi Omer Af Asvina Tahora Ketani Dan. And Rabbi Yossi also knows Asvina is not Mekabel any Tuma, just like our Tana, the original Tana, who says it's compared to Yam. Maskif Lara Papa. My Af. So what's Af Asvina? Right? What's the mean Af Asvina? El Omer Af Papa, Hachikom. He says, learns differently. Medris Klicheres Tahor. Umago Tome. Right? Klicheres that you sit on or lie on is Tahor. If you touch it on the inside, it's tame. The shel eitz, a kli eitz, bein medraso, bein magol, tame. whether you sit on it or you touch it, it's also tummy. Shtina sayardein tahora, and shtina sayardein, which is movable, is tahor, ketana didan, like our tana, achastina is tahor, right? Rabbi Yossi omer achastina tmeya. And Rabbi Yossi is known that. And our, the Vashtina sayardein is tahor, like the original tana, because it's compared to a yam. And Rabbi Yossi omer achastina tmeya. That's the ath. Rabbi Yossi says, even the shtina is tamei, because what's it called? It's not compared to a yam. That's not the reason it's tahor. It's only tahor because it's not movable, and this shtina sayardein is movable. Kechananya, like Hananya. Rashi. Kechtana didan. The kechananya. The oil of tama mishak. The cheres lo iskish the sak. Cheres is not, doesn't have to be like a sack, and therefore anything that's too big to move, but it's made out of cheres, is still makabel other tumas. Ketana didan, the yolif mi belev yam, v'hana mi belev yam. And our tana holds that all sfinas are tahar, even if they're movable, because the reason they're tahar is because they're hukash to yam. My af sfina, al korchen tahora mi maga komar. My af, halotir tanakama kli mi maga, the name of af zuki yotsebo. What does Rabbi Yossi mean, af hasfina? The Tanakhama wasn't metahir other kalim that we could say even the Sfina is tahar, they have too much maga. Well, it says, no, you have to read a little bit more into the braisa. Sfina sayardin tahorek atana didan. Talking about Sfina sayardin, it's movable. And even though our Tana holds, even though it's movable, it's still tahar because it's compared to a yam. The yolet mi belev yam. Lo shno gedola, lo shno ktana. The reason the Sfina is tahar is not because it's not movable, it's because of this reason. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference if a big sphina or a small sphina, it's always tahor. Hu adim nami, the matzli trusei, a sphina shal cheres tahora. Basa de matachinon, the tana kama, the Rabbi Yossi, elamishum de shricha tve shal eitz, mishal cheres. Could have said the same thing by a sphina of cheres. It's always tahor. Even mimaga. Masha ein kein, what's it called, the other kli cheres is tamei bimaga. But since most boats are wood and not cheres, so it used the case of the wooden boat. Medrash kli cheres minolin detar. How do we know that kli cheres is not makabel tumas medrash? Right. Even though other kalim that are not makabel tuma regularly, like pshutei kli eitz, but tumas medrash, it is makabel. Right. So why don't we say the same thing over here? Even though kli cheres is not normally makabel tuma migavo from the outside, but if you medrash, it's makabel. How do you know that medras kli cheres is tahar? Omer chizkiya, the omer kroa, the ish asher yiga b'mishkovo. Right, a person who will touch mishkov hazav becomes tamei, just like he would touch the zav. It's an avatuma. Makish mishkovo lo. So it compares the mishkov to him. Mahu isle tara b'mikva, af mishkovo nami isle tara b'mikva. Just like he can become tor if he goes to a mikvah, so too the thing that he's metame, the mishkav, has to be something that could be mature in a mikvah, that could get tahar in a mikvah. And klicheres, there's no tahar in a mikvah. Klicheres, you can't be matar except if you break it. Rashi. Klicheres mishkavo, hu vaha mishkav huskar kan. Mentions him and the thing he's sitting on. Klicheres ain't lotar of a mikvah, dechsiv yishaver. Says a klicheres that becomes tamei, the only way of being matired is by breaking it. Ain't lotar elishviraso. The only way to matired is by breaking it. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, kimishkav nidosa yiyela. Right? Another pasuk. Both basically saying the same thing. The shaila is which pasuk to learn from. Same idea. Kimishkav nidosa yiyela. The mishkav of a nida is just like her. Comes an avatuma. Makish mishkava la, mahi islotara b'mikva, af mishkava nami islotara b'mikva. Just like she becomes tor by going to a mikva, so too the thing that she's matami b'mishkav has to be able to become tor in a mikva. La fuke klicheres les lotara b'mikva. That excludes a klicheres which does not have tahara in a mikva. Like you said, you can only break it to make it tor. Okay, there's no Rashi here. What's it called? Tosus points out that there are things that don't have a tahara in a mikvah. What's it called? Yet, like food. It's a kupas sa'or. You take a piece of sourdough that's hard, you turn it over, and you make it meyuchad for yeshiva. It's makabel tumas medrash. But ochlin and mashkim don't have any tahara in the mikveh. You can't be matayr and ochel. You can't put a piece of bread in the mikveh and be matayr. So the chora, how could it be makabel tumas medrash? So he says, yesh b'mino, there are things similar, gedulei karka, similar to this kupas se'or, right, that you can make into kalim of wood or whatever, and they'll be, have a tahara b'mikveh. It doesn't have to be that this specific thing has tahara b'mikveh, but there's something similar in its kind that has tahara b'mikveh. But klicheres, there's nothing of klicheres that has tahara b'mikveh, and therefore what's it called, it's excluded. He also mentions Tosus that's lavdavka mikveh, because a zov needs mayim chayim, he needs what's it called, a spring. A mikveh is contained water, like we learned. So it means just tam, means tara, but mikveh means something like a mikveh, right? Mikveh, a mayan, but not that there's no tahara through water at all, it only through breaking.